Is this fine hearing me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, like this.
We're all hearing each other, right?
This is a good strategy. Yeah. I feel like I'm like I said, not a good sound judge. Aesthetically, it's cool, but it sounds pretty bad in my ear. Like, so I don't want to like make decisions.
But
on,
you can hear us.
I can hear you though.
Yeah.
I will be able to, I think, understand what you're saying.
And let's make sure that
can
you can
I get a glass
hear.
Of water?
Oh shit. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't have started already. Let me get you some water.
Yeah.
Pause.
Do you want some water, Pat?
Whatever.
Yeah, sure. Might as well. Might as well. You can have a grape in the meantime. You good?
Hold it up to my stomach for sounds. I fart.
Oh my gosh.
Scary.
Single file is as crazy as you
think.
Oh
my god.
That's the title.
That's the title of the episode.
Sorry, I don't have a lot of surfaces.
Oh, you're all good.
Thank you.
You're all good.
So I couldn't hear you from the kitchen. So knows? I'll listen back and see what you recorded in the minute I was gone. But
oops,
we do have a theme music for the show,
yes,
which I'm going to play now.
Let's get that going. Yeah.
Mission Creep
2024.
Come on. This is I Hear, I See Radio episode 131, I think.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 131. That's that's the right number. We're sitting here in my living room. I got Sarah Ann Colder. Pat, it's
O'Connor.
O'Connor, right?
Yeah, Patrick O'Connor.
I've never referred to you by full name.
That's here we are.
I should have checked before I started saying it.
No, you shouldn't have, because now we have this realization live that you've never said my name before.
It's awesome. Ooh. I've said your first name.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Together, they are a duo called Single File. I was going to pull up... I was gonna pull up the bio for your band from the Mission Creek performance, but I didn't do that. Okay. So let's make up the bio now.
Okay.
Who are you? What are you doing?
As a duo?
Yeah.
Who are we and what are we doing?
As,
you're also
as
Single File
too.
To define single file.
Let's make the bio for Single File.
I actually took the thing that Grace asked for our Halloween show.
Cool. Yeah.
It says, Single File is two best friends using music to explore spiritual and emotional territories, conjuring both dancing and trance-like states with vocals likened to Bjork and Imogen Heap.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay, now individually.
Okay, yeah.
Let's get
so what's Single File to me?
Yeah.
Or, individually.
Or who are you?
I guess, yeah. Wow. Who am I? I'm like looking out the window at the sky like, what?
This is so there's like a series of questions that interviewers are supposed to ask. Number one is, who are you?
Yeah, okay.
That's,
yeah,
that's where you begin.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm Pat and I drive a school bus and make art. Primarily these days I do music, but I'm also very into writing and I guess I've done like sewing and filmmaking in the past too.
Okay, so lots of creative pursuits.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's just like I have waves of inspiration for mediums. And I feel like sometimes I just, when I am struggling with like a block or something, I'll just get into a different medium.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's a good way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Sarah Ann, you also have like a broad range of interests.
Definitely.
From what I've seen.
Yeah, for sure. I'm currently scheming on a literary press / distribution / publishing house, maybe.
You've done some like zine stuff, right?
Yeah. I've been trying to do this book table at punk shows where it's just kind of like a merch table, but for free books and ones to borrow also. But yeah, video, writing, every now and then I'll, you know, put some words on a jacket.
That's writing.
That's writing, but it's also fashion. I draw sometimes. I'll paint sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So all around, very creative people. How did you
theater. Come? Theater also.
Yes.
Theater.
Acting.
And stage management for me.
Drama.
Tech.
How did you come together to form Single File?
Well, so,
I don't know. Well, it's kind of a long time ago.
We met at a PS1 gallery show.
Yeah, that was cool. There was like a gallery of like videos of people like from a window into people's cars.
Oh, yeah.
We just were the only two in there, and we were like talking about writing, and it was Arts Fest IC, and so we just kept our stroll down to some other Arts Fest thing together and talked more and more about writing until like later that night. Another friend came in, Jordan, he had just moved to town, and we got into this idea of playing music together. Like that was our conversation we had had. And they were both bassists and I play keys. And so we had a big kick out of being like a bass keys group.
Yeah.
And we're like, solid this is going to be, yeah, yeah this is huge. And so that's, yeah, that's the CD I gave you. We did that for like a long time and played together for a long time.
What got us, just the two of us playing?
Did you say
remember?
Double Skunk?
It's called Double Skunk.
That's the trio.
Yeah, a couple of names. Like there's like a dice game called Skunk.
Okay.
And we played it that night. And so we were like, yeah, Double Skunk, Skunks IC. Yeah, a couple idea for
you
names.
You can catch it on VHS.
Yeah, yeah. In town. Some people have it. Some there's people out of town too.
There's a tape of
there's
of
a VHS
playing?
Of the CD. There's an hour. It's like I took the films, like I think it's just called Film by Samuel Beckett, and then I took Louis Buñuel and Salvador Dali's, like I forget the name of it, but it's like famous for like looking up at the moon and then like somebody getting their eyeball sliced open. Like
never watched it myself, but
so I took I like was listening back to our practices just while watching those, because I like to listen to music while like watching movies, and it was like crazy in sync with what we were doing. And probably not, but I thought it was.
Sure,
so
then
I just like I bounced it to them on VHS and mailed it out to people.
So there's copies of that out there.
Yeah, there's
that's
there's
so cool.
36 copies of that in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, yeah, then we just played for a while together, and eventually there was a gig.
Yeah, I was about to ask
Sarah Ann. Offered a gig.
I got offered a gig from maybe Dolly or Oliver to play the Mall Boot Camp Miracle Whip lineup. Mm-hmm. And I could have done like solo stuff, this like album I have called Girl Syndrome, but I wanted to make something with Pat. And so then it was like a month and a half maybe before the show. And then I asked Pat if he wanted to make a set.
Is that the show that I went to?
Yeah, that's okay, cool. That was the first
Cloud
one.
House?
Yeah,
that was the first Single File.
So Single File then officially, it formed a month and a half before that gig.
Okay.
And so, we built the set after we accepted the gig.
Yeah.
And,
nice. Yeah, that was awesome. I loved that show.
Cool.
And then I was very excited that you guys got into Mission Creek, which was almost 2 weeks ago now.
Wow.
I wanted to put this on the record too. I was going to have you guys on the show last month, but you were busy practicing for the Mission Creek gig.
Yeah.
So how did practice go?
It was really rough. I have an excerpt from my journal to display how intense it was for me.
Oh.
Do you want to hear it?
Like you brought that to read on the show?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'd be cool.
So this is an excerpt from Sarah Ann's diary about, or did you say journal? Do you have a preference?
Both.
Okay. Sarah Ann's diary journal, regarding last month's intensive single file practices preparing for their Mission Creek performance.
Yeah.
Blew everyone away is what I've heard from everyone who saw it.
It was, okay, so this is like, I think the 27th or the 28th, and Mission Creek was, we performed on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So like a week out, and I also, it was before a DJ gig. I DJ under the name DJ Social Gore.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And
that's Sarah Ann's DJ setup is hooked up into the podcasting recording studio today.
Whatever.
And so the context is that I just had been so occupied with distinguishing sounds, like sorting out the playlist for this DJ thing where I was like paying really close attention to like what the vibe of the song was for like what song to play in which order. Mm-hmm. And then also working on our set and having like a really close critical ear of like what sounds I liked and like how to like build the set. We weren't even done building the set at that point. And so I just feel like in the way that when you're reading like critical theory or something, you start interpreting everything around you
sure.
with like a really critical lens. Mm-hmm. I think that happened to my ears.
Nice.
So this is 2:30 a.m. and I write feeling terrible, anxious mind turned up really contained, feeling really stuck in it, like trapped in a headspace. Worried about time, lack of it, not wanting to hear any music today, but can't do that. It's so intense. As I'm freaking out, don't want to hear any sounds. Silence hurting right now. Want to cry.
You wrote that at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. We were like practicing every night. I mean, we the last 2 weeks especially, we tried not to do like 3 nights in a row, but the last 2 weeks we were doing probably 6 nights a week, and I work till like five.
Whatever.
yeah. And so like these practices, like yeah, that was 2:30. We probably practiced that night from about 6 to 11. That was
or realistic. Midnight.
Yeah, 6 to midnight was like a thing, but 6 to 11 too.
You were spending like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, but they yeah. also six like it sounds extra because like we did like take our time in those sessions a lot. Like yeah. it was like a lot of like we would take a break. We would yeah. like talk.
Yeah.
Before we even started, like 6 we o'clock
hang out
is when
for like a good
started,
half hour or more before
yeah,
going into
we would
the
have
basement.
Tea and like just chat. And then like it'd be like this, like, let's just keep bringing up other things to talk about because like we don't want to step down there.
Kind yeah, of
like
yeah.
it's like an unspoken, like, well, should we do it?
Yeah.
You know, like that would always happen eventually.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
like, well, should we go give it a shot? Go give it a shot. Go try.
It's just this like combination of like wanting to do something so badly, wanting to do it well, and like not having enough time to like do it in a relaxed, mm-hmm. laid back way.
I think that like we probably did practice too much. Like I think that we actually didn't need to do
like that to
didn't
me.
Need
I
to
don't
do.
Think so. So. I really don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay, no, this is just a thought. Yeah. This,
I mean, I'm more inclined to not practice at all, but
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
your set was very impressive. So maybe you did the right thing.
Well, one shirt idea we had was single file is 100% unimprovised.
Yeah. yeah.
Just thought I'd bring that up
very
on the, you know, on the improv.
Rehearsed, yeah.
I don't know, but we yeah, so I think that's just part of it is there's like a lot of details that can be like one of the last practices we had, we were still making like I was making little mistakes and like I was like thanking the run through for like giving me this new eye on this thing that I'd never made a mistake on before.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time it's like that can be kind of exhausting to like have so many possible things that you can screw up.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. you feel like you don't want to screw those things up.
I think a reason why we're talking about this anxiety
I'm
because
really
we just care.
Particular, like yeah. I want things to sound good and like
wow.
You know, I know it's so insane yeah, of yeah. me.
I feel like I'm
so insane. I just like I have these songs and like. These songs, like, thematically, lyrically mean so much to me, and I just know, like, the power of... Okay, we saw Feast, Claire Rousset,
mm-hmm.
And that was just incredible to me, and, like, the content of the words of songs. Like, I'm really a person who listens to lyrics, and I just know, like, the power of, like, a good song when it's, like, executed well, and it's, like, taken seriously enough. Where people can like get emotional and be sad and like heartbroken and like disturbed. And so like if there's an opportunity to like take people to that place, like I want to give that to them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You've got lofty expectations.
Yes.
We've talked for like
that.
15 minutes. I do want to maybe play an example of stuff you've worked on.
Okay.
So you gave me this Dropbox link.
I can explain that a little, the right. Dropbox link yeah. a little. So I do have like a couple songs in the Pat folder that are just like, I don't know, things that I've worked on. I guess one of them we did do.
I have an idea that we
did
could start
torture.
First.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I was thinking that anxiety is the fuel to love, because that's when we actually like practiced, so, or we played it in our first set.
Mm-hmm. So there's one called Affections in the single file files.
okay. I've got single files pulled up.
And then I think in there, there's single file files, or is there not?
Yes, there is.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm going to the folder single file files within the Dropbox single files.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go to Affections.
Affections.
Affections.wave.
Which is not the official name.
No. And you just said the name, sir?
It doesn't have a name yet.
Okay. You said something.
Yeah. Anxiety is the fuel to
that. I was just saying the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let me pull this up and see if we can listen to it. Playing from the Dropbox interface. We'll see how it goes.
Cool.
Thank you.
What an ending.
So sick.
Love that song. It's
wow.
During our build of this last set, I was like, I don't think we'll ever build something better than our first set, because that song is just so epic to me.
Yeah, this was part of the Cloud House basement show that you played, right?
Yeah.
This wasn't recorded there.
This was a practice show, right? And this is part of the submission that got us into Mission Creek, we're so happy.
Yeah, and while we're on the subject, you guys haven't released music to the public yet, right?
We actually have.
You have?
We recorded and released everything. Yeah, we did.
Where?
It's out there.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was like a, you know, we didn't want to make a big deal out of it, honestly. And we're not too happy, honestly, with how the mix came out.
Yeah, we can't really listen to it. So it almost feels like it's not out because we can't listen to it.
Yeah, it's honestly, I don't want to talk about it, really.
So we're not even going to tell
it's like a sensitive
anyone
subject.
Where it is or anything?
No.
I'd rather not.
I didn't know that anything was out.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to be so emo about it. Just tour's been hard, and
yeah. So Mission Creek started off like a tour for us, and we only got back last night. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay, where all did you go?
We were in Milwaukee. We were in Minnesota.
Yeah, we
did
like
Japan.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of the times, like when like sort of like, you know, up and coming American acts go over to Japan, they're just like shocked at how like popular they are at their shows in Japan. Is that how it was for
real?
You?
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Ellie had to be our bodyguard because they were really swarming Pat. Like, in a scary way.
I wasn't that scared, but like everybody was worried about me.
Yeah, we were scared for Pat. Right.
Yeah.
Pat was staying cool.
Yeah.
Were there any incidents like that?
No, we were just scared.
We avoided it. We were just trying to be about our business, you know, like just trying to get in there, do our shows.
We got a lot of fan mail. People really connect with the music, you know, and they love Pat and they love me as well. And we just thought that there might be a problem because, you know, like they want to hang out after the shows, like be by the door, be by the bus. And we want to say hi to them, but like we're also like exhausted and. Like, we'll make time for some, you know, meet and greets, but...
Yeah, and it's like, it sounds extra to, like, be talking about it, but, like, it's just such a big part of what it was for us.
Yeah,
was
the just past like couple the, weeks.
It's stuff, just reality.
Just, like, yeah, it's exhausting.
So, your fans are probably listening to this now. You may be gaining new fans as we speak. Is there a good address for them to send fan mail? That you mentioned fan mail. Is there?
We have a P.O. box. I forget what the number is.
Yeah, maybe we could just put it in the description after.
Sure.
I mean, I don't have it memorized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just something we put
If you want, you could use my P.O. box.
Great.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Send single file fan mail. I didn't realize that was going to be so hard.
Yeah.
Single file fan mail
single
to.
Single file fan
sounds
mail.
Sounds good.
Single file fan mail. Single file fan mail to P.O. Box 5336 in Coralville, Iowa 52241.
Wow. So sick.
And I will pass it along to.
Thank you so much.
To Sarah, Ann, and Pat.
Wow.
Cool. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, we won't keep talking about the sore subject of, you know, releasing material. while we were listening to Affections.wave, that's not the title of the song, it's just the name of the file. Mm-hmm. I did pull up the Mission Creek page, and the bio is the same as the one that you read earlier, so it was kind of a waste of time.
Perfect.
A couple hours ago, Sarah Ann solicited questions from the public that we could maybe talk about on the show because Sarah Ann is sort of usurping me as the host of this show.
Whatever.
She's taking control. Did you receive any good questions?
Just one from Izzy.
Okay.
And then one from Sam as well.
Cool. Yeah. Izzy and Sam, two local heroes.
Yeah.
It's true.
True. Did you want to read them?
Oh, I didn't have them pulled up even.
Oh, it's just in our group chat.
Yeah. So Izzy asked about, well, we can read exactly what Izzy said. Maybe.
Whatever.
Where did you post it? Oh, here we go.
It's like pictures.
Izzy asked, I want to ask either or both of you, why Iowa City? Elaborated, like, why so many people view this place as temporary. I want to know what keeps you here.
I think Pat should go first.
Okay, what keeps you here, Pat?
There's like a river like that runs right through the middle.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful to me.
I thought it was maybe like geographically trapping you is what you were going for. No, I like the river.
I like the river. It kind of reminds me of like, it's funny, we were talking about Japan. It kind of reminds me of like a little Pokemon village. So I like that aspect. I feel like we have like we're an early part of like a playthrough of like one of those Game Boy Pokemon games.
Yeah, wow.
So it's like a simple little place.
Yeah,
kind of. I like it.
Pewter City.
Oh my god, we should be
vibes.
The gym leaders.
And so we've talked about.
Wait, we had a whole concept.
This was our whole original
EP
concept was like the badges.
Wow, this is like a thing that never happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This was like because we were doing this right before like we started doing this badge proj.
Yeah.
Because I had talked about this, we like maybe we're like working on it, but then like not like hardcore.
Yeah.
And then like this show thing came up, and it was like let's do this thing. But then we decided not to do the badge thing for the show, and so we never went back to the badge thing. But yeah.
Deep cut.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. Those are kind of maybe silly responses, but I also feel like big cities have always been like. They've uninterested me.
Yeah,
I just feel like they're like to rely on a city. Like, I feel like it's not like shade to people that do go to a big city, but I feel like, I don't know. I'm not trying to like have success.
Yeah.
And I feel like big cities are great if you're like looking for a career, you know, there's a lot of opportunities.
Sure.
And I just like driving a school bus in a Pokemon town.
Oh, wow. So cool.
And I was going to say, you got kind of like a ruby and sapphire thing going on with your like hair
scarves.
Accessories.
We both
red
have
and blue. Yeah.
Scarves on.
I guess I could have
bandanas.
Kept it simple and said red and blue since those
wow.
are also Pokemon games.
That's so sick.
True. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it just gave me a ruby sapphire vibe.
That's so sick.
Yeah. This is a little more complicated, a little newer.
Yeah, I played more than two of those.
Yeah,
games.
Yeah.
Do we have favorite Pokemon?
Like a species?
No, like a single Pokemon.
Single favorite?
Yeah.
I don't think
mine's,
so.
It's hard to choose.
Mine's
There's
Absol.
So many. Absol is cool. Yeah,
really
Absol's
cool.
A cool one.
Really cool.
It's like a dark fox dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Mimikyu from Generation 7.
Sick.
Do you know that one?
I don't, but it sounds great.
It's like a ghost that's wearing a Pikachu costume.
Oh, wow.
It's a good one.
That's so
awesome. Yeah. Dang. Yeah. It's just been, I'm a little too dated on it right now, but like, I don't know. I liked like all the Eevees.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the, you know,
the Eevee
family is good.
The Eevee family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Eevee plushie.
Oh, nice.
I have a shirt that has all the Eevee evolutions
wow.
on it. Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. I think it's a Target or maybe a Kohl's purchase. I don't know.
Yeah.
What keeps you here, Sarah Ann?
So Iowa City is my hometown.
Yeah.
And for me, I was living in LA when the pandemic started in 2020.
I didn't know that.
And
I don't think I met you till you came back.
Yeah. So I moved back because like where I was in LA, they're like, we didn't have like a living room. It was just like a hallway and a kitchen.
Yeah.
And my parents, you know, had a backyard. but then since being here, I've had like desires to leave, but I've never had such a friend group, and beyond a friend group, like being connected to PS1, I've never been part of like an arts community like this, where like I feel like people like know me,
yeah,
and like what I'm into, and like can send me things because they know that I'll be into it. And I've just never been in a place or had friends like this, or like, yeah, it's just awesome.
Yeah. Good people here. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, I don't know, you know, like I had this idea of like this like potential future when Iowa City gets more populated or like more developed and like more people live here, of just like what's going to be like the Iowa City after Iowa City. You know, like what happens when it just gets like too big to like do crazy little projects.
Yeah,
we're kind of, it feels like we're in the kind of a sweet spot,
maybe, because you know there's like Chicago and you can do a lot of cool stuff in Chicago, but it's also there's like so many things happening. Maybe
it's a lot denser, it's harder. I mean, from people I know who live there, it's harder.
There you have it,
to just do whatever you want, you know. Shit, that's like exactly what Chris Wiersma said in
really?
That clip that I found recently.
Yeah. Justin, why do you stay here?
All the things that you said. I grew up in Cedar Rapids mostly, and then I came down here for grad school, and grad school very much burnt me out. And you know, my family lives close to here. Ashley's family lives close to here. I don't really have any reason to leave. I also don't really like the idea of living in a big city. Not that I've done it, but Ashley lived in Boston for a year, so I visited her and saw how that was. And yeah, I don't know. I can't handle it.
It's like, it's intense.
Yeah.
It's like,
there's a lot more pressure to just keep all your plates spinning, you know?
I think it's harder to have like friendships too, or just like casual friendships. Like you have to like be so intentional with your time because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And like,
it's a lot of work to get around.
Yeah, like you can't just like see people at shows usually. Or like maybe you do if you're there long enough. But it's I just think there's just like a time crunch. And like, yeah, here you can just have these friendships that develop like so slow burn.
Yeah. Honestly, kind of you and me.
Yeah.
Like we are friends now because we just happen to be in the same place several times.
We've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
And you just like build these like, you know, very like casually you build these like relationships with people where you're like, oh, I like know you well enough.
We're friends now.
Yeah, to feel like comfortable.
You build up the familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've ever tried any other way to make friends.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, making friends as you get older can be complicated.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There was like moments where Ellie was, like, when she had dreamed of city living.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, we were close. But then the pandemic hit, which kept us here. And now we don't really talk about it much anymore.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's working out.
Yeah, and I was going to say, when you were talking about the community and the arts organization, like, I don't even know what words you use, but it feels like after the pandemic hit, people have been more desiring that more and trying harder to make this like a vibrant community.
Mm.
Not that there were not efforts prior, but it feels like we got hit hard and realized what we cared about.
That's good.
It grounded us in like a really jarring way, you know, of just like, if you have all these aspirations of like going different places, like to be in lockdown is like my feet are planted.
Yeah, you can't go
and
anywhere.
You could be really upset about it. Or you are upset about it and then you like, you know, have to be creative after that. And then, you know, plenty of people had creative, you know, revelations during the pandemic and worked on creative projects. And then, you know, things open up, people get vaccines and it's like, oh, what am I going to do with this new artist identity? And it's like, oh, I'll connect with the people who are around me.
Yeah.
It's a theory.
That's what it's all about. That's what this radio show is all about. Celebrating the people who are,
when did you start
near
this?
Us. It was a KRUI show in October 2017.
I
think it was the first time
I did it. I kind of want a KRUI show. Can I get one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not in school?
They're pretty open to community members doing stuff in there.
Okay.
I can put you in touch with people.
Sick.
If you want to try it.
I might.
Yeah.
Cool. You should.
I enjoyed it, but yeah, it's not something that I wanted to restart after the pandemic shut it down.
Yeah.
Relevant subject. Do you want to listen to something else, maybe?
Yeah.
I got this whole Dropbox here.
Yeah.
You've also got your laptop.
Pat, what do you think about that Dark Wave one that you did? We could also do some other ones.
Yeah,
or do
I don't
you,
know.
Do you
want to
do like a solo? Do you want to do... We also have this song that we tried to make for one day. We tried to make it we into had the our one last set.
It was might have been the day of the journal entry.
It might have. It was such a hard day. I almost feel
like, because like, so basically, yeah, it was like 2 weeks before we were finally like working on the last song of the set, and we tried one and it went really bad.
Yeah it was so
hard. And so maybe
we
could play that.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, it's called Feedback. It's like it's in Sarah Ann's folder.
Okay. And it's a recording that you don't like, is what it is.
The recording is incredible. Like, the song is so beautiful, but our attempt at translating it with our gear.
And you'll see where it's just like some of our songs, like I'll create it in GarageBand and it'll be using like all these quantized beats and like sounds. This one like is like almost all voice. It's like all voice except for like one percussion thing that wasn't even like a garage band sound.
Okay.
And so trying to make that into a quantized thing, like that Pat can play.
Yeah, the way we make songs. Yeah.
So what you made is much looser sort of rhythmically, and then it couldn't fit into the box very well.
Right, okay. Right. My sequencer. Yeah. You know, like I try and translate what Sarah Ann writes. This is our process. She writes songs, she shows them to me, and I use my sequencer to record them, and this one was really hard.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, yeah, let's talk more about that after we hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm definitely interested in learning more about your process.
This is going to be awesome. I'm feeling afraid of you.
Just loops stuff till the end. Okay, cool. That is a very vocals-driven recording. I don't know. It sounded pretty rhythmic.
The main thing with it that was hard was that a voice has so many like little pitch inflections. I don't know if that's the word. So like when I was using my sequencer, I was choosing synth voices and stuff, and it's like it sounded so just like stripped of its life,
and that's
what was really hard, and we just hadn't had that experience that intensely in the past.
Yeah,
like I think before I chose the voices, like the night before, I think Sarah Ann said like, you've always done so good with the voices, like like I'm not worried about the voices. And then like this next practice, it was like
oh, these voices are like it's so hard.
Justin's Hi, Kitty. Cat.
Yeah, Weasel has entered the room. Hey, buddy. Weasel.
Oh my god.
She may not like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so that was just like really hard to like, yeah. And there was like little like offbeat things that were like my sequencer. It has like, I think a 32 step, like, you know, I don't know, getting to like details here, but sure, like, yeah. But like trying to find the exact step where like certain things are, like Sarah Ann said, she cares very deeply about the sounds. And like, there was a way we maybe could have made this if we like embraced it, like not translating it exactly as it was. Yeah, you know, there's probably a decision where you like sometimes I feel like we've done that in the past where sometimes it's like we lean into a new version of the song that you wrote.
We have an example of for tracks that we could also
show. Yeah. Cool. And so that's where the struggles were.
Yeah, the translation wasn't working out in a way that you liked.
Yep, it was just the hardest one.
Yeah, like matching like reverb amounts and like release and like attack and just like the things that just come like a little delayed. And it just was so hard to like try to get those together.
And that was pretty much everything on that track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Singing with a bunch of reverb and delay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that like bell thing.
Yeah.
That's
so
like the whole thing.
That was a dropped spoon or a fork.
I think you said fork. I think that's what. Yeah, it's
that. I just like had my laptop on my, you know, kitchen table and just like dropped it.
We actually mapped out the note that the fork drop was too.
Yeah,
because like it was like a matter of like hearing Sarah Ann's voice's layers and testing notes, and so we noted like G A for like.
So you're like transcribing.
We're transcribing. Yeah. That's the better word. I usually say translating, but transcribing. It's like a literal.
Well, when you're like literally.
Transpose?
Yeah, writing out the pitches.
It's a transcription.
That's transcription.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are your musical backgrounds? I guess like, did you grow up like doing stuff in school?
Do you want to go first, Pat?
Sure. Yeah, no, I didn't do anything. Okay. Like, I just, like, I actually was in, like, a little rap group in high school.
Nice.
Like, my senior year.
Yeah.
Like, goofy, like, Tribe Called Quest inspired rap group.
What's the name?
Gator Tang.
Cool.
So we were, like, Gator Tang. Gators is, like, our, like, that was our mascot.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Crystal Lake. It's, like, a northwest suburb.
Okay.
Illinois. Yeah, and so.
Gators. Huh?
Yeah, the Gators.
The local.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Gators.
Yeah. We use the Florida Gators, the college, and they, like, sued us.
Really?
Yeah. Or, like, we're going to, and so, like, they don't use it anymore. Back when I was there, we used it.
Wow.
But anyways, and so that's, like, I guess I got into, like, wow, music making, this is fun.
Yeah.
In a silly rap group kind of thing. And then when I was in college, I actually started doing stuff on my own just right away, freshman year. So 2013.
Wow. We can do the math and we can find out how old Pat is.
Wow. I'm like, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2013 is when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
I'm 28 years old.
29.
Check 33, up. 33.
Hey, Justin wins.
Day.
Yeah, this year will be, oh shit, next month will be 10 years since I finished my master's.
Congrats.
Yeah, spent 10 years as a just
burnout
barely working guy.
Oh my god. Whoa, barely working. Yeah, barely working.
That's not really true,
these quotes,
but my work life ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Sometimes I work all the time and sometimes I don't do anything. Life rocks.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Anyway, what's your musical background, Sarah Ann?
I did a little drums when I was 5. And then 5th grade to 6th grade, maybe 7th grade, I played oboe.
Okay.
And I did like one semester of choir, maybe didn't finish it, like freshman year of high school. It was not for me. I was in a musical.
Can I pry a little bit?
Yeah.
Why was it not for you?
I think it was just too strict, and I was not good at reading music with voice.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I liked singing like radio songs, and it just wasn't fun for me. And then I started making music. I was always kind of like playing around with like GarageBand on my phone or something, but like not really. And then I started like, I think my sophomore year of college is when I like really started making things and like making songs.
Yeah.
But I didn't show anything to anyone until maybe my senior year of college.
Nice. Oboe.
Oboe.
Who knew you had oboe in your background?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
have you touched an oboe since, what was it,
seventh or eighth grade? Yeah. I sold it maybe 5 or 4 years ago, and I picked it up for like a second, you know, in the process of deciding to sell it.
Yeah.
It didn't make me want to keep it, I guess. Sure. But you know, it's such a weird instrument. It sounds like it's a strange sound.
Yeah.
And like the way you go about playing it with the reed is like different. You know, yeah, it's a really unique instrument.
Strange one.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a unique place in, you know, orchestras. And so I don't know if that, you know, influenced some of my taste in music. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You love the oboe melodies and the symphonies.
I don't know.
Do you gravitate to that?
I don't know if I do, but I you know, I can like hear a song and be like, that's a weird sound, and they're like doing it well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So a general appreciation for the nasally.
Yeah. Things that are just like, like that's not that pretty, but it's working.
But they overcome the drawbacks.
Yeah.
To the strangeness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole chapter of like both single file and like my own tastes about just like, you know, things that aren't pretty, but that we like really get into.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I love sitting with like dissonance and like ugliness in music. It's the best.
Yeah.
I don't ever want it to ever sound pretty.
Ooh.
That's not really true.
Yeah.
But I may have a taste for the ugliness more than a normal person.
Aaron Dilloway's set at Mission Creek 2022 was so informative for me. It was like the first time I saw and heard something like so grotesque. And just I was like thrilled. I just loved it so much.
Nice.
It's the Chris Wersima, you know, booking.
Yeah He changed everyone's taste.
Totally.
We did get another question, right, on Instagram?
Yes.
And you said it maybe wasn't serious. I haven't actually looked at it. Should we?
Yeah, go for it.
Should we address the other question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Let me pull that up from our friend Sam.
Sam Ham of Burger.
Yes, Sam of Burger. I have yet to see Burger.
I haven't seen it either.
Burger shows. Okay. So Sam's question is, will there be any single women? Like here at the
next
podcast
question.
Recording.
I don't know what this question is.
Yeah.
That's my honest answer.
Yeah, does he mean
like, I don't know what he
in
means.
This room now?
I don't know.
Okay. If he means generally just like in life,
yeah.
I think the answer has to be yes.
Will there be any?
There will certainly be single women.
There will be.
Single women, yes.
There will be.
Yes.
And there will be.
I guess the answer is yes.
Yeah, we'll call it a yes.
We'll call it a yes.
Yeah, I think so. Sam, there will be single women.
Thanks for the question,
Sam. Keep your eyes out for the single women out there.
Keep your eyes out.
Keep your eyes out. We had this whole bit about everybody's saying keep your eyes out for single file. Like IPR said it.
Yeah.
Like it's cool, but it's just like I feel like I'm like tripping. Like I keep seeing that exact phrase. And it just feels like it's like ominous almost. People are watching us.
Yeah.
No, but it's cool. It's cool to have people watching us.
I was subbing for a film music class yesterday, and we watched a clip from the movie Labyrinth, and this was a scene I did not remember, where it's the part of the movie where the main girl is like in the woods and she's lost, and she gets like terrorized by these like weird demon Muppets. And one of them, he takes his eyes out and just has them on his fingers like this.
Yeah.
So he took his eyes out.
Yeah.
And then he swallowed them and they went back into the eye sockets.
Whoa.
That's just what that made me think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see why Pat's scared.
That could happen.
Feel a lot better now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You said there was an example something that was translated
transcribed
in the process,
as we could say.
There's this song called Blame Me that was part of our second set, and it is based off of a song that I made using a sample from the song Silence Teaches You How to Sing by Ulver. And so, yeah, should we listen to the original thing or the thing that we made first?
I've got the Dropbox folder.
So there's called Blame Me.
I've got three files here.
Yeah, so I have uploaded this, Saran. I've uploaded your original track, and then I also uploaded like an iPhone recording of like us playing the track. And then I also recorded an instrumental, only like a nice recording instrumental that I had made like after our gig, which is like a clearer set, like sound to play for people. But there is like a...
There's no vocals.
There's no vocals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's... That's what's in the folder. So you can...
Yeah, yeah. Should we hear the original thing or the recording, the phone recording?
Yeah, maybe the original first. Okay. And we could do a thing where it's pretty quick.
Yeah, the original is 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one is...
So the two Blame.
Longer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Let's listen to the practice one and then we'll...
The practice?
Wait, no, sorry. The sample one that you did.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the practice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think that's the plan.
We'll see where this takes us.
Yeah.
The original solo creation by Sarah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I made.
Yep.
Tell me again what that sample was.
It's from the song called Silence Teaches You How to Sing Part 2 by Ulver, U-L-V-E-R.
Okay.
Which was another...
I was introduced to that because you remember Keegan who used to live in... there's a couple of Keegans. But Keegan with the dark hair who like boxed. He was like really tall, had like a really strong jaw.
He would occasionally go to shows and go hard.
Yeah,
he didn't perform in any bands.
He was like really a presence.
But I'm sure I was in a room with him.
Shout out Keegan.
I was talking to him and he was saying that he sometimes would meditate to really dark music and like feel all of his feelings doing that. Mm-hmm. And so this was me like going through like online, just like, you know, Google searching like dark music, dark instrumental music. And I, found this song and like sampled it and just like these, you know, the lyrics... I don't know how much you listen to the lyrics. Like,
it's usually hard for me to like pick them out on a first listen. So tell me about the lyrics.
Well, the lyrics are just about like growing up and like assimilation and like changing your face and like being lonely. Mm-hmm. And I put the song away for like months because I was just like, this is too intense.
Like essentially you meditated in that dark scape and it came out.
It came out.
Yeah.
It really came out. And it was like a really like, I was just like, whoa. So that was how it happened.
Yeah. But eventually
It was it was like we actually wanted to do a scary set.
Yeah.
For like a Halloween show.
Yeah.
At and the part James.
Of, yeah. That and, yeah, but yeah. We like came to it like months before we first started looking at it. Before single file was even a thing.
Oh yeah, like way
because
way
we had this
before.
Whole Pokemon gym.
Yeah, like concept. This was like
so that
this
concept.
Was, we were gonna be like a dark this song, gym. We were gonna be a dark gym.
Yeah, this song existed to Sarah Ann and I just like for a long time. And then when we were building the scary set for Halloween
like,
where it was like really emotionally intense.
Yeah,
we were like, let's bring out that song, and we were like talking about having to do like little music god prayers
we
before
so
practice
many,
because
like
we were worried about like emotional
like rituals like going in and out of like this like dark zone
just to like protect ourselves
and we never did. But like we had like a long conversation about it so I feel like we just like built trust and like understanding between us and like we didn't have to do the in and out. It was just kind of like okay. We have a certain kind of like respect and like understanding for like what we're trying to do, and it just got easier to just be like okay, like this song is about this, and like you interface with it so much it just becomes less like I can talk about being lonely as a child.
You're less embodying it every time.
Or not. I think I just maybe get better at saying that like that was like a fact of like a feeling that you have, and like it's like the sounds bring it out and it's like not all you don't go about your day usually just hearing ominous scary spooky suspenseful music.
Maybe you don't.
Yeah, I mean I more and more I try to going to these like going to these noise shows, I just have like noise on my radio. Yeah, so it's like I just had to develop like an understanding of like okay, like this isn't like gonna stay with me forever in like, every waking moment of my life, and also like building that like appreciation for like where it does take me and like where like it can take other people, of just being like just like have conversations in that space.
This is it sounds very therapy. That the song sort of helped you to deal with those thoughts and express them
absolutely
repeatedly
and accept that I have those feelings sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
I had those feelings.
The feelings don't have to
past.
Destroy you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. You're in charge of your feelings.
I don't know about that. But I mean,
you
I'm,
can harness them.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
They can take you for a ride.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't have to end in disaster.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to hear how this was developed into a duo song?
Yeah, Sarah, should you just sing over the instrument?
Like, sounds like you really want that.
We just do like the lot.
That'd be crazy.
No, I mean, there's like too many, there's like a loop pedal situation at the beginning.
That'd be funny though.
But it was like, I had the idea while we were like listening to, you could tell how excited I was to say that. Like interrupting Justin. Like, you could do that.
I mean, it's a cool idea.
I don't know if we're prepared to pull that off.
Yeah, I'd need like a reverb pedal.
Okay, maybe just try the practice take. It just might sound a little muffled.
That's
you,
fine.
You know,
that's
but
fine.
It's it gives you
it's
the
a phone
it gives
recording.
You,
this is exclusive material.
Mm-hmm.
No one has heard this before.
No.
Let's go back into.
I think other people have heard it.
Okay, I don't know.
It's not out anyway. I mean, it is.
I don't, yeah, this one
has
I
been
don't
commercially
think
released,
right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was blame practice dot wave.
Yeah, yeah.
From
yeah,
the single file Dropbox.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. that was a very good demonstration of how, you know, your solo workings developed into a duo thing.
It's really different from the original, yeah.
It is, but clearly derived, obviously. Like,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
cool.
bass was obviously from yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you recognize that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
And the it was sort of reedy. I was like, oh, the oboe is back.
Yeah. Wow. There was something there.
Yeah, sometimes stacking those making that vocal wall can get kind of like feedbacky and, you know, have a reed like yeah. quality.
Well, I was hearing the reediness in like, oh, the in the keyboard sample. Part.
Oh, but, yeah. Oh. We had like a weird, like, I think it was like a harmonica setting, actually.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
But yeah, there was definitely something else too that I don't remember what it was, and it might have been something. Yeah. Nice. You're hearing it right. You're hearing it just right.
Yeah, so I did want to talk a little bit about like the equipment that you use, because there's a lot of yeah. like Sarah Ann's vocals are going through some pedals, which she plays with on stage. And you also got your DJ set up, of course. Mm-hmm. When I came up to look at your stuff after your Mission Creek set, everything was routed through an old 4-track tape yeah. recorder, right?
Yeah.
Everything was going through that?
Yeah, so yeah. all okay. I was doing was sound. No, but it was like one of my main roles in that set. But yeah, yeah
you
so
got to do some live
we,
mixing.
We
then.
Wanted
yeah.
that effects send. You know about the effects send. it's so much better than just plug in effect pedals directly yeah, yeah. from your instrument because yeah, yeah. you can send
that's how that. I do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I'm like I know you know this. But yeah, so we wanted to be able to like have everything inputted to the 4-tracks so that we could use my
what was that?
Like,
I think
what
that
was that?
Can we restart? Was that from the DJ soundboard?
Yeah, yeah, it was. But yeah, we wanted to be able to send Sarah Ann's voice through my delay rack and mm-hmm. any mm-hmm. like everything wanted. We wanted to be able to touch my we wanted my delay rack to be able to touch it.
Yeah.
So at certain times, and so that was like the main use of the 4-track. And then also we just really like to like it's just like stressful to imagine sound being different live. And so like the most yeah. control we could have
yeah, yeah.
would make us least anxious.
Yeah, that makes
and
a lot
so,
of sense.
Yeah, we were using a 4-track with like a lot of splitters.
Yeah.
I think we had like 7 instruments going into the 4-tracks
yeah,
with splitters.
The only right, thing right. that went to sound, to our sound guy, Alex Body.
Yeah.
Was the 4-track.
Yeah, yeah, just the 4-track. Yeah, yeah, we almost did another thing that was going to be like us. Yeah, but it ended up being... Yeah, just the main out of the 4-track to Alex.
Yeah, and then you've got your sequencer, which right. is doing what?
Yeah, so you can open that box. You
oh,
can take
sick.
A look.
Okay.
So for the viewer, so the listener yeah. that can't be a viewer yeah, at this yeah. moment, there's mm-hmm. a box that Pat brought.
I put it on the table before we began, and I said, maybe I'll tell you to open this.
All right, I'm opening the mystery box now. And it contains...
Yeah, just thought I'd bring a little object. I know it's a radio show, but yeah, this is just so I can explain it to Justin. At least know Justin will understand.
Yeah.
So you can see there's like a keyboard on there.
Yes.
But there's also MIDI on the back. And
yes,
so MIDI,
it's got MIDI in and out.
We're doing a lot of MIDI stuff. And so I think one of our main goals at the very beginning was not to have a computer.
Yeah.
And so this is like a way for us to do exactly what we would with a computer without having a computer. So
many people have that impulse, and it makes a lot of sense, because if you make up everything a computer can do with a piece of gear, it's way cooler. Right,
visually
yeah. and yeah. just the practice of
the
like
aesthetic.
Using
I just don't like using
something.
My computer.
Yeah.
Now that we've used it for a show, I like have not used my computer for like anything but making music.
I use a computer all the time, but
I just yeah. don't like.
There's like
it.
Inherent sort of like lag a lot of the time. So like if you can get something like physical with buttons on it.
Yeah.
It feels way better.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You
so,
want to say
yeah.
what other gear you have?
Yeah. So that's the sequencer.
What's
yeah.
This is
a MIDI.
Name?
It's MIDI. Like, I have a MIDI circle going. So,
yeah,
like, there's
right,
a
right.
an out and in. So, like, the mm-hmm. it, there's like a never ending like loop. Who knows where it begins? But I'll start with the sequencer.
Yeah.
Or I guess I'll start with the
Yamaha
drum machine.
QY70.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. And so there's an old Rhythm PB, Rhythm Roland Rhythm Plus PB300 is like a drum machine from like 85, like years after MIDI was invented, a couple years after MIDI was invented. Yeah. It has MIDI. And so this is a big, we call it the brown box. It's a big, it's how we change a lot of Sarah Ann's songs into single file songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, that goes, out and then into my synth, which is a Yamaha. It's kind of like the Yamaha companion to that, but a keyboard version. So a synth, it's like the CBX K1XG. And that then goes back to this. And so the, those three like circle with one another. And I use a delay rack, which is a, it's like a Digitech delay rack, which has like flanger and chorus and delay. And for one of our shows, we got to use the echo function, but it doesn't work anymore. The echo is incredible. So the echo is like delay, but it sends it like it the time gets sent way later. So like you, the delay time is really long.
Okay.
So sad. But that's the thing about my gear, which was concerning us, was like, it's all like very close to broken.
Yeah, stuff gets old and breaks. Yeah,
like I bought,
which is also very cool. It's cool to be using stuff that's almost broken.
Mm-hmm. Like I did actually open up this thing. I tried to like fix it without knowing how to do anything, and I just started turning circle things inside. Yeah, and I actually did modify it a little.
Yeah.
So the things we're doing with my delay rack are
custom,
are a little unique. And so, and who knows? Maybe I'll go back in there and do more of that.
Yeah, I mean that's. You start doing it without knowing how to do it, and then you learn how to do it because you did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it starts.
Okay, Well, I've started. Yeah. I've been started.
soon you will be circuit bending.
So that's my setup. Unless you think of anything else, I do have like a microphone in this past set, which I have like through like a cassette player to create some extra like distortion.
That sound was awesome. Oh, that, cool. Like old mic.
Yeah, old mic sound. It's just like I have an old tape recorder, which I crank the record volume on so it comes in super like clipped out, but then I like on the main out of it I turn it way down so that it's like really loud but like volumed down. That's my whole setup.
You have a delay pedal.
Oh, another delay pedal. Yeah, just like a little yellow Donner, like a cheap one, which is like totally like I've never had gear this close to broken before. it's got a little part that needs to be soldered on the inside that like I didn't even tell Sarah Ann because I was so like sure it was gonna break and I didn't want to stress
her out.
Protecting
my piece.
But like after the show, I was like, look how broken this is. After we like hit the show, and I was like, I can show you this. But yeah, that's my full setup.
Well, if it's only one thing that needs to be resoldered, it's hopefully not too.
Yeah, I don't know. it's probably not bad. I just don't. Yeah, like I said, I've started this path, but I've not done the soldering yet. Yeah, soldering, any of that stuff.
Sam has a solder.
Soldering is very nerve wracking.
Yeah, I saw.
Have you
some,
done it?
Yeah.
Well.
I saw some little sparks, you know, as I was like connecting it, like at Riverside Theater.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
As long as the sparks keep going through, that means that the circuit
that means
is
it's
complete,
working.
And so it'll still work.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as the spark goes from here to here and doesn't fly out anywhere else, it'll still
That's
work.
That's true. And I guess just to explain the sequencer for really like a really quick explanation is it has a couple settings. You can do loops or you can do songs. And in like this last set, we did loops and they all have there's like eight tracks you can sort of imagine like in GarageBand or something. You have tracks, you know, and so each track can have a voice and we build a loop of something. And then I switch between different sections of that loop. It has loops and loop sections and But anyways, that's how we build stuff.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is good to see this up close.
Yeah. It is the first show we did with that one. I had its little brother, the Yamaha QI 10 for the first two shows we did.
Yeah. Were you running it off of battery power?
I was not.
Good.
But that's just there because I don't have the bag. I'm being silly.
And then I just have guitar pedals that I put my voice through.
Yeah.
I have a reverb pedal that's so nice. I wish I knew what it was.
Like mod tone or something like that?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think that's...
I got it from Bree Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a really simple Ditto pedal. And then that's those are the only ones I used for this last set, but the first two ones I had also this really like, it was like seven knobbed like delay pedal.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That, and that's where all that like cool like pitch bendy stuff where you make a wall and then you can like make it go up and down.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The
yeah.
first track that we heard probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pitch bends are like such a quick way to like sound cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can bend something, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is what I wanted to hear. No matter what. Always bending.
Cool.
Delay is also
huge.
A pretty good shortcut.
Huge.
Too.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that, so I have a guitar pedal where like it doesn't do this, but if you have a delay where like you can change the delay time while it's going,
yeah,
that's such a great
no,
sound.
No, that's what I can do on that one.
Unfortunately, my like guitar delay, it'll just like stop the sound when you change the time, so it kind of cuts into that.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I got one on my laptop where you can adjust the parameter while it's going and stuff just starts like flying all over.
Yeah,
it's
when
so
it
cool.
just flies. Yeah, it's like a, it's like exponentially like changing.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it gets out of your hands. You just twist it and it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, you're changing the time as it's trying to like repeat and then it just like gets all chopped up and weird. Yeah. It's the best.
Cool. Oh, and then the brown box, I just was going to say, it can, it's a drum machine with like preset drum patterns that can also trigger bass lines and chords and arpeggios.
Yeah, yeah.
So just thought I'd mention that. We do that sometimes too.
Yes, yes. I've got an old Casio that does that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we've been going for like an hour 15. Do you guys have any shows coming up?
Supposedly.
I don't know if it's been announced yet. So yeah.
We're supposedly playing on the 15th of
okay.
May. But yeah. I haven't really gotten any hard confirmation on that.
Okay, so
details, but it's probably gonna happen
maybe.
And then Pokies Fest.
Oh, you're playing Pokies Fest. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, has that lineup been announced yet?
No.
I'm sure it's fine for us to reveal that.
I'm sure. I'm like, just ask Dolly.
No one's gonna be mad about that.
Ask anybody, they'll tell you.
People already they're already tweeting.
Oh my god.
I am playing a Mandy Remington fundraiser.
Yo.
May 5th, and there is a Christine Burke ensemble performance.
Yes.
May 18th, which we
fabulous.
Also have not fully announced yet, but details forthcoming.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
Do you have a track that might be good for a closer, like something
cool.
we can end the podcast with?
Pat has a track called that I really like, but there's also this other track that we have. Also,
yeah,
there's the give one.
True.
I love your solo, Give It to Me Now.
You do. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, when you said that I was like, I don't know about that song
really?
anymore.
We don't have to,
but
we can do a different
yeah.
one.
Is that
we
even
could also do
here?
Your torture song,
right? I thought that could
you
be cool.
Okay, that's
torture
good.
Yeah,
okay,
torture is one of my
folder.
Favorite songs
cool.
I've ever made.
That's awesome.
It's yeah, it's on my Toy Away proj. If people are curious, check out Toy Away on Bandcamp.
Toy Away.
Yeah, it's just like all one word, like Toy Away. And there's like a lot of music on there that I'm really proud of.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out too.
Yeah.
This is not the track.
But yeah, it's just this torture track. Actually, some people from the James show might remember we did to do this, which is I feel like it's a
and
it's
we did
fun
it well.
To, it's fun to listen to this and think, okay, they chose to
transcribe yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we actually did that.
So this is like going to be like what you're going to hear is Pat's solo version and then we did a single file version.
Oh. But it's a closeout, so maybe I'll do this one thing too, which I think is just a really fun lore piece from our
yes.
James thing. I exported a tiny little piece of the record skip thing when it explodes and stuff.
Yeah.
We just had some magic happen that I think is really fun, and I just wanted like it's like a really small clip in the torture.
Yeah.
It's like tortured record. I forget what it's called.
It's in the track.
Yeah. So you'll. Okay. I think it's fun to hear this and then listen to my version because this is like the main piece of what the song was built on was a record skip. I think, or I guess the end of a record. I have a record player that loops at the end and it doesn't like send the thing back, it just goes forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I started that up and I was recording it on cassette because the way that the cassette you can crank the input and make it sound really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyways, we recorded this and when I got home it was like a ghost had came in and like done cool things to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we ended up using that, you know, this tape with all this extra noise that yeah, it was a ghost.
Nice.
And so basically, you could just run that and then run it right into torture. It's okay. Like a really small clip, and you could.
Wait, yeah. Where's the clip?
Oh, it should be in. Oh, is it? Maybe it's in single file files. That might be.
Is it?
Kind of a
would
trip.
It be the torture torture backing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, thanks for doing that, Justin. Yeah. I think no this is just kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear that. It is a minute.
And yeah, you could,
and then we can jump straight over to
right.
the original.
I might okay. even like give you like a. Because it might you might not need non-verbal the full minute.
Cue.
I did okay. like I did like a full I did like a clip, you know, yeah. a minute clip, but I might just to get the idea.
Let me prepare my tabs. Tell people like about social media and stuff where they can follow you.
Yeah, good point.
Single file on Instagram, it's single file and then two E's at the end is our band page.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm not really on Instagram. I'm on it, but I'm not really on it. I'm a yeah. looker. That's what I've been called at Foxhead.
People call that lurking sometimes. If you like are mm-hmm. are looking at stuff but not participating, you know, lurking.
I'm always there.
I didn't mean it as an insult necessarily.
No, it's true. I've seen it all. That's not a word.
I'm almost prepared here with the laptop.
Yeah, okay. That's all good.
And right. then I'm like a micro influencer within Iowa City.
Yeah.
And that's SarahAnn_Insta. On Instagram.
Yes.
Mm.
Follow them all. Okay, here's the shorter track. We'll jump into the longer track. Thank you, SarahAnn. Thank you, Pat, for
thank
coming
you,
over
Justin.
And talking with
thank
me.
Thank you, Justin, so much.
Yes.
So fun.
We'll talk again so soon.
Good. Wow.
Yeah.